The Burt Show.
I have to send a very humbling text to my husband first thing this morning. I don't know if you know this, but hot girls hit curbs. What?
That is your favorite thing to do.
I don't know why, after all these years of driving, my depth perception is still so off. I hit a curb so hard this morning on my way to work. Same route to work. I go every single morning, but this morning, when I say I took out a curb, I laughed, like, I audibly laughed in the car at how bad I hit this curb. There were witnesses. I'm sure they got a good chuckle this morning, but now I need to send a text to my husband and be like, might need to check that back right tire because I done did it again.
And the worst part about messing up one tire is you got to replace them all. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, no. I hope you don't got to replace it.
I don't think I have to replace it because, I mean, she drove fine the rest of the way in. Not that that means anything. And I don't know crap about cars, but yeah.
You might want to back out just a little slower.
I was taking a turn. I was coming out and coming on to Lenox to get on 400, and I just cut that turn there a little too tight and just I was like practically on the sidewalk. I don't know what I was doing.
Really? You hit that thing?
I hit it so hard.
Look at you giving her driving advice. You haven't been driving a car
in 8 years. 20 years. I don't know why y'all keep with this joke, man. I've drove most of my life in the hardest place in the world to drive, might
I
add.
I could imagine how many curbs I would hit in New York City.
Yes.
Lord help us all. Yes, Tommy.
Abby, who told you you have to replace all your tires?
The guy at the tire place.
Well, last he got time. You.
Exactly.
Well, you have to replace at least two of them.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Google it.
No, you don't.
If the treads are like, what I have learned is depending on like how bald the tire is, what the tread looks like you don't want a bald tire in a tire with full tread.
Well, but, yeah, a bald tire is one that needs replacement.
So I feel like unless they're both getting to the point of needing replacing, you should be fine replacing one.
That's mm-hmm. why we rotate the tires because they have to be even.
That's what the tire salesman said.
He told you the tires was married because he'd be apart.
I don't know much about cars, but I do know you gotta have even tires.
And he told me I had to get it painted.
All right, listen, right.
You needed a new interior.
I know it's so early, but if there is a car mechanic listening, even though that may be a tire guy might agree with Abby just so he can sell more tires, but
just pretend you're a tire guy. Just some man in his 40s call up and back me up.
If you have substantial tire knowledge, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746, and we will put this to rest. All right, Mo, your friend, did he actually embarrass himself on live television?
He did. He tried to get himself a little extra saucy, put some sauce on himself for an interview, and didn't go his way. So he was asked to be on a television show. The host, her name is Portia, and she has this daily talk show that's on regionally in, like, I think 20 different states or something like that. And
is this the former Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No, I thought it was too.
Yeah.
No, they just share a name, but okay. Two different people. And but he was, I guess this was it's a big deal for him and his industry to get this invite. And so he was very excited about it. And so he goes to his barber and he tells his barber what he's doing. So his barber just like, oh, well, if you're going to be on television, then this is a moment for both of us. Because his barber wanted to have him looking right.
Of course.
So he gives him what I've never heard of before, but apparently there's this, they're called fibers. And it's something that barbers are now putting in guys' hair, which is supposed to make your hairline look a little more fresh, a little more crisp.
Oh, like extensions, but for dudes.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. Exactly. Like, just it refreshes your hairline, makes you look young again. If you're losing your edges
gotcha.
A little bit.
So if your hairline is starting to run away from you, they can use these fibers to bring it back towards your face.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And some people might have seen them. Like, sometimes the videos go viral because it's like a spray. So they'll like put this little thing on your face so the spray doesn't get on your face, but it gets right and fills in your hairline. And apparently, if you don't wait long enough and it gets a little too hot anywhere you are, well, the fibers start to melt.
Oh, no.
So this guy had no idea that this was even a thing. He never told him, like, hey, man, be sure you're not around any heat at least for like 24 hours.
And if you're on television, you're under those camera lights and those puppies are hot.
Bingo. So there he is. And the thing is, the funniest part of it is he doesn't know exactly when this happened.
Oh, no.
He just knew that when he was on the interview, they had to pull him off because they kept like motioning to him. Hey, man. And he's like, what? Like, he didn't get it. He had two streaks just going down like his forehead down the side of his face while they were filming him because the fibers started melting.
Oh, no.
And his hairline was just dripping into his lap.
No.
And he said by the time he got to the mirror, like it was dry. So he had no idea how long that had been there, to the point where I'm like, well, did people think like this was a style? Like, why didn't anybody say, hey, man, your hairline is on your face? But he said nobody ever told him. So now he's just sitting there and he's trying to do the interview. They had to stop the whole interview. Everything that they were originally going to cut, they had to redo because his hairline was running down his face.
So, I feel like it's got to look like sweat or something. Like, maybe he was just nervous. Like, it's just dripping.
Apparently, it's just heat. It's just like, maybe the sweat is what gets it going. Because he said he wasn't sweating, but I don't know. I just know, maybe he put the fibers on wrong.
Mm.
And his barber doesn't want to admit that. I don't know. But yeah, his hairline was on his face.
I want to see the video that got cut, though. The film that got cut.
When they forced him to go backstage.
Yeah, his hairline. All right, Chris, welcome to the Burt Show. First and foremost, what are your credentials when it comes to tires?
Yes, I actually work for Goodyear. Been working for Goodyear for about 2 years now.
All right. I feel like then you are definitely knowledgeable about tires. I hit a curb. If I have to replace that tire, do I have to replace two of them?
No, you do not.
Okay.
Honestly, you just have to look at that one. If it looks fine, you're fine. If it gouged just slightly, you might want to replace it. But other than that, you can keep rolling.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Okay, it's not just the tire, guys. It's my parents, too. Like, my mom was here when I busted my tire about a year ago.
I remember that.
And she was like, yeah, you have to get at least two. And then we just ended up replacing all four of them.
Oh.
It's coming from in the house.
Yeah. My parents just hate me.
The Burt Show.